With California Ag Today, I'm Tim Hammerich. Here are a few important updates about California agriculture from around the state, courtesy of the California Farm Bureau Federation. After a dry autumn and early winter, the odds of California receiving average precipitation this water year stand between 10% and 30%. That's the estimate from climate experts, who said Tuesday that storms forecast for early to mid-January could bring some improvement to Northern California. Farmers say they're making contingency plans for tight water supplies while hoping additional storms will boost the Sierra snowpack and reservoir storage. Additional detections of the Asian citrus psyllid mean California farmers must remain vigilant, according to the chair of a pest prevention effort. The insect can carry a fatal citrus disease known as huanglongbing or citrus greening. California farmers have succeeded so far in keeping HLB out of commercial groves. A psyllid infected with the HLB bacterium found recently at a Fallbrook residence was the first to be detected in San Diego County. Calling their findings surprising, analysts say they estimate overall U.S. consumption of fresh vegetables increased slightly during 2020. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the pandemic has taken a toll on vegetable demand from restaurants and other institutional customers, but sales at grocery stores and farmers' markets have risen. The report says the U.S. imported more fresh vegetables last year as domestic production declined. With your California Ag Today report, I'm Tim Hammerich.